Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about the government land sale for the first half of 2025. As announced by URA via their press release, the overall private housing supply from the GLS program will be raised to about 8,505 units in first half 2025, from about 8,140 units in second half 2024. This comprises about 5,000 private housing units, including 980 executive condominium units, to be tendered out via the confirmed list in first half 2025. In addition, 3,400 units will be made available via the reserve list. The good spread of sites across the island will provide a variety of housing options that cater to different needs and preference. With that, let us explore the upcoming sites and how they will impact your property if you are staying nearby. Here, let's go. For today's discussion, I will only focus on the sites that are in the confirmed list only. I wouldn't be discussing those in the reserve list. Otherwise, it will be too lengthy. Surprise, surprise, surprise. If you have paid attention to the 10 GLS sites, 3 of them are EC sites. They are located in Senja Close in Bukit Panjang, Woodland Drive 17, and another site in Sabawang Town. This is a departure from the previous GLS program, whereby for the longest time ever, there are only 2 EC sites awarded for a sale in a single year. Look at this table. In 2024, there are only 2. Likewise, in 2023, 2 sites were awarded. Same for 2022, all the way to 2018. I have previously mentioned in some of my past video that there is a real shortage of EC sites to meet the rising needs of HDB upgraders. Finally, we have seen sunlight at the end of the tunnel. Anyway, it's never too late. Let's zoom into the sites. The first site is this EC site located in Senja Close. This is a Bukit Panjang address. The site is about 1.01 hectares and can accommodate about 295 units. Not a very big site in my opinion. It fronts the KJE and is surrounded by mainly new BTO flats. There is a nearby hawker center and shops are plentiful around the neighborhood. The nearest LRT is Jelapang LRT station. A good comparison is Blossom Residence EC, sold by CDL more than a decade ago. It is also surrounded by HDB flats and faces the noisy KJE. Let Gabe bow a bit and see its past performance. Tell you all already, EC very hard to lose money one. If you really can lose money, this means it's either we change government or Singapore is in a major economic crisis. Making $500,000 profit is chicken feed. Even facing an expressway, and some say this location is Niapusentan. Let me tell you this, Bukit Panjang can also make money. If you can see Ion Orchard, MBS or even RWS clearly from your window, then I worry for you. The second EC site is located along Woodland Drive 17, near Woodland South MRT station and Woodland Health Campus. This site is bigger and measures 2.52 hectares. It can build up to 420 units. When I saw this EC site put up for sale, ho se liao. The authority is really smart in timing the launch of the EC site. How will this impact the resale condos around it? Will we see a huge pent-up demand from nearby HDB upgraders? For HDB owners staying in Woodland that have the financial means to buy, please start to work out your financial plans and save up for the down payment. This EC is your way to early retirement. Trust me, who knows, after MOP, you can even own a house in JB and travel there in comfort via the RTS. You will have the best of both worlds. Make money in Singapore and spend money in JB, just like me. The third EC is located along Sembawang Road, near Canberra MRT station and lies inside the Sembawang Spring Landed Enclave. This site measures 1.9 hectares and can build up to 265 units. This site is directly opposite Chong Pang Market, the stronghold of Minister of Law, K. Shanmugam. Can buy? All EC sites can buy. Buy a home and sit on it for a good 10 years. I'm very sure you wouldn't lose money. Lakeside Drive is an interesting site for those staying in Jurong. This is a mixed-use development with a commercial component on the lower level. There will be 575 residential units. This is one of the rare GLS sites being put up for sale in the Jurong Lake District in recent years. Not unusual, the condo in the Jurong area are always highly sought after, especially those next to an MRT station, 1 km to the popular Rulang Primary School and Jurong Lake. How much will they be selling for? 2,300 to 2,500 per square feet for Jurong? all Jurong resale condos all white in the coming years. This will lend a support level for prices in this area. Chuan Grove is another highly contested site in the Lorong Chuan vicinity. This is after the successful launch of Chuan Park. This site measures 1.45 hectares and can accommodate up to 505 units. Near to Lorong Chuan MRT station and good schools. As usual, sheer white. That is why we see spillover effect happening to nearby resale condo in the area. Upper Thomson Road is further up the Thomson area. It measures 2.2 hectares and can accommodate up to 595 units. There will also be a commercial component on the lower floor. The key selling point is directly next to Springleaf MRT station. This place is currently quite ulu, but the proximity to a train station could change the ballgame. So please, don't rule it out. Parcel A will likely be strongly defended by Big Brothers, since they have earlier been awarded for Parcel B in April this year. Next, Dorset Road is within the Racecourse Road area. It's near to Farrer Park MRT station. This site can build up to 430 units. This is an area rich in heritage. Do you know, this is the place I love to go to. I think the Indian community has preserved their culture and heritage pretty well in Singapore, as Singapore modernized. This is unlike my own. Anyway, with the strong sales since in Piccadilly Grand back in 2022, it will not be uncommon to see a similar outcome for this GLS site too. I know many will say, "Ayo, at 2150 per square feet, I should have bought it then. Very cheap in today's standard, right?" Never mind. Those that bought then will likely be sitting on paper profit. That is why I always say, if you have the means, just buy. Sometimes the market can be highly unpredictable. Telok Blangah Road is going to be a highly contested site. Near to the Greater Southern Waterfront, near the city, near Telok Blangah MRT station. This site can accommodate up to 740 units on 1.36 hectares of prime land. This means with a plot ratio of 4.7, this site will offer a spectacular view of the surrounding and beyond. This means you can even see RWS from your windows. However, I'm always skeptical of the performance of homes in the capital area. They generally don't do too well in the resale market. A good example is this project. There are 206 winners and 294 losers. Sorry, when I see such statistics, this means I will have a 41% chance of making money and a 59% chance of losing money. I don't have such a strong heart to lose my hard-earned money. Count me out. But if you want to live in a lifestyle property and don't mind to lose some, then please continue to do so. Hougang Central is the blockbuster site for the first half of 2025. This is a massive site that measures 4.68 hectares. It can build out to 835 units. This is slightly bigger than Sengkang Grand Mall. There are not many launches in Hougang Central for decades. This will surely be highly sought after by HDB upgraders and investors. Can buy or not? Can make money? Look no further at Sengkang Grand Residence. So far, there are 66 profitable transactions and 0 losers. All make money from low of 130,000 to close to half a million in profit. That is why I always say, buy long term. Whether you buy new or resale, time is your best friend in property investment. If you have nothing on hand, please don't wait and wait to enter. By then, you only blame yourself as unlucky. You have no faith in property investment and so on. For those savvy ones, business as usual. Let us move on to make the next spot of gold. Land costs obviously will increase with developers bidding to outbid one another. If they bid too low, they wouldn't get any site to build up their inventory. Some say the government should award the land lower so that developer can sell lower. Let me ask you this. If your property is worth 1.5 million today, will you be selling for 1.2 million instead? Will you shortchange yourself? Do you think the next buyer that bought from you at 1.2 million will do charity by selling it cheaply too? I think fat hope, right? That is why a higher land cost plus rising construction cost, the overall price will be pushed further upwards. When the developers offload their inventory, this risk will fall on the shoulder of the buyers. Whether they can make a decent profit in the resale market depends on a lot of factors, such as the product they buy, the entry price, the timing of the market, the future economic climate, and any government intervention, and so on. Always buy long term, as I always say. If you think too much, frankly, you don't need to buy ready. In the end, not knowingly, you anyhow buy. Correct? I see many that fall into such traps. With that, thank you for watching, and please help me smash the like, subscribe, and comment on this video. See you again.